You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Mr. Ken Ruske, an author, blogger, keynote speaker, and B2B marketing consultant with over 30 years of industry experience. He is also the author of Launching to Leading, How B2B Market Leaders Create Flash Mobs, Martial Parades, and Ignite Movements. And Mr. Ruske, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, and it's Ken. Thanks.
I think we can handle that, Ken. So tell us, what's today's market reality that's creating new challenges for business to business sales and marketing professionals to kick things off today?
Yeah, there's really three things going on that make it really hard to get the attention of buyers if you're a sales or marketing professional in business to business sales. The first is information's become totally commoditized. Yeah, I'm a father of four, and it used to be dad's role. When someone didn't know the answer, they'd say, go ask dad, and dad would make it up usually, right? Now it's go ask Google or Alexa. And we've really changed from where information was tightly held to information's totally commoditized now. Secondly, the number of competitors you have has dramatically increased. And a lot of that's because it's so much easier to get your information out there and reach buyers. So, you know, I might be a small, you know, software provider in, you know, I don't know, the middle of the country, and I might be competing with another, you know, provider who's based in Bangalore. And you know, the buyers don't know the difference. They want a good product. Third is the buyer's really in charge now. You know, we used to talk about selling cycles in B2B sales, but now it's really a buying cycle. So when you put that all together, it means buyers don't want to talk to you until they're ready to buy. They don't want to hear marketing messages. They just want to Google you and learn about you when they're ready. So this creates huge challenges for business-to-business sales and marketing people.
I bet it does. If you would, explain why businesses need to move from diagnostic selling to authority-driven selling.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. The when I came up in sales for IBM, you know, they taught me to do a whole process, you know, so they said, what's the need, what's the feature, what's the advantage, what's the reaction? And it was all discovery-driven. Sit down across from the buyer, ask them a lot of questions, and then tell them about your product if they're qualified, if you think you can help them. Buyers have lost patience for that. So what they really want is they wanted a salesperson to come in and teach them something about how they can make their business better. And, you know, hopefully that something has some relationship to the product or service you're selling. But what buyers really want from sales reps is for them to understand their business and to teach them something they don't know, because they don't really need the sales rep to talk about the product. They can find that right on, right online.
Also, if you would, how can marketers better relate their value to customers? Talk to us about that.
How do you describe value best? I think is by creating that context where the user or the customer, I mean, is, you know, engaged with you about their business, not about yours. To do that, we really need to turn to storytelling, so that we're making our customer a hero, transforming their world. Instead of just talking about, you know, ROI and return on investment and benefits we can deliver, we really have to become strategic to the customer.
Really some good information today. We are speaking with Mr. Ken Ruske, a B2B marketing consultant with over 30 years of industry experience and the author of Launching to Leading, How B2B Market Leaders Create Flash Mobs, Martial Parades, and Ignite Movements here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Ken, what's the importance for B2B companies behind telling their viewpoint story?
The viewpoint story really builds on some classic storytelling methodologies that have been around for, you know, centuries. Back in the 40s, a guy named Joseph Campbell wrote a book called A Hero with 1,000 Faces that talked about the hero's journey. And a mistake a lot of sales and marketing people make is they think, you know, their product's the hero. What we need to do is make the customer the hero and make the product the magic that we're going to give them that transforms that customer's journey and that customer's business. Because when we do that, we get attention. If we don't do that, We're just one of thousands of people trying to get that buyer's attention. So to do that, you know, I came up with this idea of a viewpoint story, you know, building on Campbell's work, which you can see in, you know, everything from Star Wars to the Lego movie, and really helping my clients and helping B2B marketers and the readers of the book articulate how they can help their customer transform their customer's world.
In addition, how do companies move from a flash mob to a parade to a movement?
Well, so the flash mob parade movement, if you think about it, right, when you first start, you're trying to get those first handful of customers, and you want them to be passionate people who come and join that flash mob and dance with joy on their faces. And usually that's done by the owner or the founder or the business line owner in a larger company. But you can quickly run out of those close referrals. And so when you do that, after you get those people really close to you, they become the basis. But what you really need to do is go to what I call parade leadership. And Jim Barksdale, who was the CEO of Netscape when I worked there, had a great saying. He said, if you want to be a leader, find a parade and get in front of it. So what we want to do is really find the customer's parade. What's that journey that all the customers are marching on? Get in front of that and become a leader in helping them succeed in the big things that are happening in their world. So, for example, if you're a retailer, you better have an e-marketing and e-tailing strategy, because that's how buyers are buying now. So there's a parade on, you know, buying online. And if I'm not competing there as a retailer, I'm gonna lose to Amazon. And so helping retailers, you know, if I'm a provider who sells to retailers and I can explain to them how I can help them win and compete in the Amazon era, that's what getting in front of a parade is all about.
Ken, a wealth of information in such a short time, and we certainly appreciate your joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
Yeah, make your customer the hero. You know, they're what it's about. We live to get and serve customers, and we do that by understanding their world and transforming it for them to a better business outcome. And that's really what the storytelling ideas that you can find on my website at kenrutsky.com. are all about.
And certainly appreciate that advice. In conclusion, again, it is kenrutsky.com. Ken, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Ken Rutsky, a B2B marketing consultant with over 30 years of industry experience and the author of Launching to Leading, How B2B Market Leaders Create Flash Mobs, Marshal Parades, and Ignite Movements. And for further details, visit KenRutsky.com or for the book, LaunchingToLeading.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.